This is Keith Rutger with your KGNC Golden Spread Agribusiness News Hour. It's Thursday, so per usual, we have J.D. Raglin, our Randall County Extension agent. J.D., how you doing today?
Doing great, Keith, and happy Thanksgiving to you and all our listeners out there. And it's just a beautiful day, and we're so blessed in so many different ways, and just wishing everyone the very best and happy holiday season.
Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family as well. So tell us, obviously, it's still very dry outside. Do you have any idea about some of the stats about that?
Yeah, well, Keith, certainly it's been dry and has been for the most of the latter part of this fall, and it's certainly having an impact on agricultural as a whole, particularly our wheat situation. Our wheat is just really suffering out there right now. Our irrigated wheat looks decent, maybe perhaps has not had an opportunity to develop an extensive or a strong root system, if you will, and our dry land is in awful bad shape. As you drive by, you might see a little green out there in a wheat field, and you might tell yourself, well, that don't look too bad. We just need some moisture to help bring it along, and that is true, but the downside is, we haven't had virtually any moisture at all since about the last part of August. And it even though it's up and even though it's green looking out there, we just don't have a very strong root system because of the lack of moisture for our wheat situation. You know, Keith, I've been keeping up with some information in terms of our rainfall and kind of where we stand now and compare that back to last year. And for right now, for 2021, we've had right at 15 inches of moisture throughout Randall and basically Potter County, those two counties primarily. And if we compare that back to 2020, although we're above that, about 3 inches in 2020, the whole year we only had just a little over 12 inches of moisture. So we are, in fact, above 2020 at this point in time, but we're still behind as a whole. Because if you take a look at our past five-year average, we have received in our Potter-Randall County area right around 19 inches of moisture for the five-year average. So we're roughly, if you want to look at all that and think about it mathematically or scientifically, we're 3 inches behind normal average rainfall at this time. And what's so critical to that is the timing that we're receiving these drought stress conditions, particularly for our wheat producers out there, as they desperately need it at this time. So, you know, generally, the way our weather patterns are, the only moisture we'll probably receive until now and early spring is going to be through perhaps some snow. And as you know, it takes a large number in terms of inches. We like to say roughly 6 to 8 inches of snow to be equivalent to 1 inch or better moisture. So even if we do get some significant snow between now and early spring, it would definitely be beneficial, no doubt. We can't gripe about any type of moisture, but it's just not going to have the impact as it would if we were to receive a good general rainfall. So I know we sound like a broken record here, Keith, but, you know, drought is still the main concern and issue in our immediate area right now throughout the panhandle of Texas.
Well, all right. Well, I'll speak for everyone when I say that I think we need to get our rain dances out, get some good rain before the snow starts coming in. JD, do you have anything else on the schedule coming up for y'all?
Well, we've mentioned it a time or two, Keith, in some of our previous shows, but I'd like, because it affects agriculture, affects producers in our area, but I'd like to share meetings that producers can take an opportunity to attend. I'll try to present them in calendar order. Obviously, we've been talking about the Amarillo Farm Show coming up. Component in terms of AgriLife Extension Program, where producers can receive CEU credits, is going to be held next Tuesday. That's going to be November 30th. That'll be at the Amarillo Civic Center. We'll start with our meeting there with registration at 8 a.m. Now, producers don't have to register prior to. They can just register on site. We'll start that at 8 a.m. We'll be taking registration at 8 a.m. Now, it's going to be a $60 fee for all producers to pay and receive 5 CEUs for our educational program, as well as that includes lunch. So 8 a.m. next Tuesday, November 30th, Amarillo Civic Center in the Grand Plaza Room, in conjunction with the Amarillo Farm Show, we'll have our AgriLife Extension Program meeting where we will provide 5 CEUs to our producers. Really good program for that particular meeting. We'll start off with Dr. Jordan Bell that'll talk about pest management issues in sorghum and grain silage. Then we'll have Dr. Kevin Heflin going to talk about new herbicide and weed control in some of our grain sorghum varieties, particularly about iGrowth and iGrowth development. And then we'll have a specialty crop panel that will be on site there and address questions and kind of give a panel discussion about crop and crop production across the panhandle. That'll be right before lunch, and then we'll go into lunch immediately following that, and then wrap up after lunch with our very own Blaine Reed, who is our IPM agent down in Hale County. He's going to be sharing with us information and some data on BT bollworm, as well as early season sugarcane aphid control in our grain sorghum. Then we'll wrap up that program with our TDA representative, Kyle Thompson, who will talk about TDA rules and laws and regulations.
Sounds good, JD. We're going to take a break on the KGNC Golden Spread Agribusiness News Hour.